This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The CPI wasn't the only inflation report out today. The federal government also released its fifth national climate assessment, a huge multi-agency report that lays out the risks and costs of human-caused climate change. Stick with me, because those costs are significant. The report finds that climate change will impact household budgets by raising medical expenses, food prices, and insurance premiums, and the cost of repairing and replacing homes damaged by more frequent disasters. And as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports, that could be a recipe for long-term inflation.
Climate change is going to cost us, says Kenneth Gillingham, a professor of environment and energy economics at Yale. It's going to create what he calls an upward force on prices in many sectors. Some of those will affect us long term, but we're already feeling them right now. Take, for example, air pollution and hotter temperatures.
You're more likely to have, say, ground level ozone, which would lead to asthma cases and hospital admissions.
That could inflate healthcare costs, he says, but one way to mitigate this is building homes to keep out things like wildfire smoke. Ace McCarlton is doing this in Vermont, where he leads a sustainable building company called New Frameworks.
An airtight building where you have controlled ventilation that is filtered can really be a big difference for people's health.
But that approach comes with costs, too. McCarlton uses natural materials like wood fiber to insulate homes he builds, which, compared to foam insulation, is
a little bit more expensive, but getting more and more competitive every day.
At this point, adapting to climate change has unavoidable costs, says Gernot Wagner, a climate economist at Columbia Business School.
And that leads to climateflation. That leads to price increases.
But Wagner, like many, feels we're not doing nearly enough to address climate change itself.
Which by extension means, yes, there is plenty more hurt, plenty more costs built in, unless we do much, much more.
In Vermont, Ace McCarlton's customers seem to sense this. The home builder says he used to hear from people who were worried about the high costs of green building. Not anymore.
It actually tells me that something profound has shifted, where we're not actually in the world anymore of saying, oh, green building is a premium that you just can't afford.
Now he says we can't afford to go without it, even if it means spending more now to save later. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.